That's a Thursday morning brew.
Sorry, I'm cleaning up my workspace.
I don't have paper. I just like to take notes on note cards.
Yeah.
So I have all these note cards here with just random names or notes or like when like if we got somebody on the phone, I'll write their name down.
Their name quick,
note card or making sure these
little fall just, house
just
cleaning.
Doing a little cleanup here. Just doing a little cleanup.
Very nice of you. Very considerate, I guess.
Coming up this morning, we do have another chance to win some tickets to the I Love the 90s tour, which comes to the Northland this weekend.
Yes, Saturday night at Black Bear Casino, the likes of Tone Loc, Two Live Crew, DJ Jazzy Jeff, and Vanilla Ice will be at the big show this weekend.
Question to consider. Mm-hmm. There was a story about this that popped up recently that what is rich? Like, what is a dollar amount you would consider as, like, the smallest amount of money somebody should have in order to be considered rich?
Want to call themselves rich?
Well, just, like, looking at it from as an outsider. Because that's the story, is people that have this... People that have an amount of money that I think a lot of people would consider being rich say they don't think they're rich.
Okay.
So, as an outsider, what do you think, like... When you think about athletes or celebrities or whatever, like, how much money do you think is, like, the bare minimum to be considered rich?
And then you would call somebody rich.
Yeah, well, you would call somebody if they had this amount of money. You'd call them rich.
Okay.
And then separately, let's daydream. What would you do if you had that amount of money? Like, if you suddenly had that kind of money.
Let's not. Depressing.
So it's a conversation we're having on our Facebook page. You can join the conversation. Hit us up on our mobile app or give us a call through the morning this morning as we dive into that. Plus, Song in 60s on the way in a bit.
Yep, got a good song for today. So stick around and try to figure out the clues, which should be kind of fun to get us there. All right, that's a good clues today. Mix 108, good morning. It's time to play Song in 60 with Morning Brew. All you got to do is guess the song. I'm going to give some clues, try to get you there. And if you can figure it out, just yell it into the radio and we'll know you won, okay?
Yes.
Okay, but in the meantime, Nick will play for you. So, we got 60 seconds to figure out the song, and the timer starts right now. Flying, feathers, bird?
Beak.
Okay.
Me? I?
I
bird.
I apostrophe.
I'm
okay.
Wait. This is Nelly Furtado. I'm like a bird.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nelly Furtado. I'm like a bird. Thank God you got the title because I had no idea.
My goodness.
I had no clues for Furtado. So. I didn't know how we were going to get there, so good thing you got the title this morning.
Hey, yes, there we go.
Nelly Furtado. I haven't heard from her in a while, but
this was like the song that started her career, wasn't it?
I believe so, from 2001. Mix 108 and the Morning Brew. Good morning. It is Tony and Nick. So the general election is coming up here in like
November.
November 5th is the date.
Yeah.
But so. I was going to try to think of how many days. I don't know, 60 some days, maybe less than that, probably. Yeah. To go until election day. And, you know, why do you vote? Well, some people vote for candidates and issues. Some people vote just to go get the sticker.
Question that a little bit, but all right.
The I voted sticker, of course, is a, you know, an election day staple in modern times.
Yeah.
And the city of Superior is having a little contest to design the city's I voted sticker for this year. So,
okay.
Residents under the age of 18 are encouraged to come up with designs that'll fit on a 2-inch round sticker. And the only other qualification is that it's got to say somewhere on it, I voted.
So that's a neat idea to get people that can't vote yet engaged in the civic process.
That's exactly what the city says. They say this is an opportunity for young residents to engage in the democratic process through art. So you'll have until September 27th to submit your designs at either the City of Superior's clerk's office or at the public library. If you want to, there's a template available, okay?
Okay.
So if you want to download that template, the city didn't put it online, but I was nice enough to put it on our website.
Very nice, Tony.
So you can download the PDF and print it right from home and do your little design and submit it right there, okay?
Nice.
So, so that's kind of a fun idea. Did you know that the I voted sticker, the history is a little unclear, but generally it got going in the 80s, kind of slowly, just some, you know, it mainly started from businesses giving discounts.
Oh.
So that the business would supply the voting place with the I voted sticker. Then you would go with that I voted sticker to a business and get like a free sandwich or something like that. So that's kind of how it probably started. But in 1987, Janet Bordeaux, she owned a voting supply company.
Ah, yes.
She came up with the iconic, the Ripley flag with the I voted, the kind of oval shaped one. She came up with that design, sold tens, not hundreds of millions throughout the years.
Sure.
I generally remember the red I voted is the one I kind of...
There's a couple designs that are pretty standard.
Mm-hmm. So. But the city of Superior is going for some new designs. They're going to pick several winners. There are a couple designs to spread throughout the city.
Nice.
And you'll get a prize. You'll get to be recognized at a ceremony, at an event.
Dang.
I got some ideas for some stickers.
Okay.
Like, how about...
Do tell.
I voted, and now I'm hungry. Little guy like eating a sandwich on there.
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah.
I voted and all I got was this awesome sticker. Maybe something like that.
Sure.
I like that. I'm going to wear this one. I voted one step closer to world domination.
Voted for himself is what he did.
Yeah. And then finally, this is the design I'm going to have Rose or Harrison design and send in. I voted... Can I be done adulting now?
Ah, yes. Yes. We'll take a break from that now. Go take a nap. Snack time.
Exactly, exactly. You want to get more information about this art contest, the sticker contest, and download the template, hit up the Mix 108 app or go to mix108.com. But I can't wait to see some of the designs.
People it should come be fun. With.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of cool. Next nonsense on a Thursday morning, we head to Virginia where... Somebody, for whatever reason, decided to store something in a place they shouldn't. What'd they do? Well, they put a loaded gun in the oven.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So the gun...
Never do that. Never do that. No. If the oven's plugged in and working anyway.
Put the gun in the oven for some reason. And the gun... the gun fired 5 rounds after somebody turned the oven on.
Honestly, I mean, you don't have to say for some reason because you did say it did happen in Virginia. So, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of guns and stoves in Virginia. I'm just going to go out on a limb on that one.
Maybe. The town in Virginia where this happened is Chesterfield, where firefighters responded to a call regarding a fire. When firefighters opened the oven, they found a gun inside.
God, that's scary.
Thankfully, nobody was hurt. Officials said someone turned the oven on with the gun inside. And the gun overheated and 5 rounds went off, according to a local news report. The local fire officials said, please don't put your guns in the oven. Please, please don't do that.
I wonder, well, I suppose they were still in the mag, too, when they blew up. So it's not like they fired. They probably just popped.
Probably. Well,
you know what I'm saying? Or did they just catch on fire?
They don't really get into the details. Okay. I mean, the glass in the front of the oven is busted open, though. Like
they probably just blew up. I mean, not probably just, but like, you know. I wonder how much it takes to, how much heat.
There was an episode of Mythbusters where they actually did that. They tested, I forget, I don't think it was an oven, but they like heat tested what would happen with that sort of thing. So they actually, there's some TV science out there about it. So anyway, officials are reminding folks, not only in Virginia, but really everywhere, don't put your, store your gun somewhere safe, like a gun safe.
According to artificial intelligence, to ignite or discharge a bullet, the primer in the cartridge typically needs to reach around 300 to 400.
No. Pizza bacon temperatures.
Yeah. No, 500. No, that was in Celsius. We got to go to Fahrenheit here. 572 degrees Fahrenheit to 752 degrees. I don't even know many stoves that can get that high.
Well, but even at like 300-400 degrees, that's not good.
Oh, yeah. However, bullets can cook off in extreme heats, meaning they can discharge without being fired from a gun. The exact temperature of this depends on the type of ammunition, but generally this occurs at around 302 to 392, which
bingo
is right in a stove's range, right? Yep,
exactly. So real quick side note, this reminds me of a story. So for whatever reason, my mom, for a matter
put a gun
of like,
in the stove?
No guns, put a loaf of bread in the stove for like,
big difference.
Stored the bread in there for a while.
Well, oh, then, she was, never used the,
never store anything in the oven.
Yeah. Tupperware, anything like that. Yeah.
So
pans,
everyone in the family knew this. Me and my brother and sister as kids knew this.
My dad didn't.
We didn't operate the oven. My dad, my mom knew it. Babysitter comes over.
Oh.
Gonna make a pizza for the kids.
Oh, turns it on and just
cooks. Melted plastic.
Oh, it was like
because it was
up.
A loaf of bread in a wrapping, you know, like you'd buy from the store.
Oh, I thought she made like a loaf of banana bread and it was sitting on a pan or
this was like
an actual loaf.
Store bought loaf of bread with plastic.
She put that in there for
I don't know.
Okay.
It wasn't a long lived habit, but
she did this though?
Yeah.
Oh, like on a regular basis, she would.
Yeah, like it was a thing for a little while, and then all of a sudden, it wasn't anymore.
Your mom know that they make bread boxes, right, and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, if she grew up, like my grandma had one, her mom had one.
That's funny.
But for whatever reason,
in the stove, huh?
In the oven for, like I said, a short period of time, and then.
Well, that didn't.
Never again.
Yeah, the babysitter.
Babysitter fixed that problem. So don't put anything in the oven unless you intend for it to get cooked.
Melted plastic in the oven is the worst because it smells forever.
That smoke was not, it was not good.
Not great.
All right, there's Nick's nonsense for this morning. What's trending at the top? We'll check on that and your weather forecast in a couple minutes here at Mix It Away. Good morning and happy Thursday.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX FM, Proctor Duluth Superior, a Town Square media station.
Well, good morning and happy Thursday. It's currently 61, looking for a high today in the low to mid-70s today. It's a little cooler. We've warmed back up again, though. I know that initially we were talking, like, to Leah from WDIO. She was saying next week, slow slide. Toward fall temperatures.
Okay.
Looking at the updated forecast, there's still some, like, upper 70s and low 80s in the forecast for next week.
Not going to complain.
But before we get there, tomorrow, mid-70s, sunny. There are some rain chances, 30% chance of rain showers on Saturdays, maybe a rumble of thunder Saturday night. Sunday looking like a nice day. There was a chance of some pop-up showers and storms. Looks like that's largely gone away, near 80 and mostly sunny to wrap up the weekend. And then 80 to start next week.
Wow.
So there you go.
Love it. We'll take it all the way to the bank. The Superior Police Department has a new... member of its department. We'll call it Paw and Order.
Paw and Order.
Superior Mayor Jim Payne announced yesterday at Bryant Elementary in front of a group of second-year-olds. He introduced the latest addition to the Superior Police Department. I believe it's Millie. M-I-L-L-I-E, Millie. We would pronounce it Millie.
Yeah.
Or Miley. Probably
Millie. I think.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
Millie. It's the city's new therapy dog. Now, Millie is just a puppy, but is learning quickly and performing exceptionally, says the police department. Now, I'm guessing, I was trying to check with the city to get a confirmation of what breed it is, but I think it's either a Labradoodle or a Golden Doodle. What do you think? Labradoodle, I think?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A cute little thing.
Oh, for sure.
It looks like a little Muppet.
I love how it's... pictured with police lights.
Well, like, I put that together. Yeah.
Okay.
I put that together.
Very nice photo work.
That wasn't from them. You
okay.
Know.
All right.
So this new therapy dog is meant to support the public and will serve as a support system for individuals experiencing crises or troubled times.
Right.
Not only that, but I'm sure, it'll,
make the rounds around schools in Superior and stuff like that too.
That kind of stuff. And just within the department itself. I mean, a lot of departments just hire therapy dogs for the officers themselves just to cruise around the police department and calm them down.
Yeah.
If you want to read more and see pictures of the cutest edition of the Superior Police Department, you can check out the Mix 108 app or Mix108.com. No offense to any of their officers. But your newest edition is the cutest.
Yeah, probably. Coming up later on this morning, it is a Thursday, so we're going to give you some ideas of things to do this weekend next hour with our visit with the team from Duluth. Also, final opportunities to win some tickets go see, speaking of things to do this weekend, the Isle of the 90s tour stop in the Northland.
Saturday night at Black Bear Casino. So stick around to win those after 8 o'clock. MTV Video Music Awards. 40 years they've been going on. Jeez. Happened last night. We'll wrap up, and I know it'll be a big shock who the big winner of the evening was, but we'll tell you all that coming up, too, on the Morning Brew on Mix 108.
Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning. Happy Thursday. So earlier this morning, I floated the question out there, how much money do you think is like the bar, the minimum for someone to be considered rich? In your own personal opinion, not like any scientific or like any definition beyond your own. And the reason I asked that question, if you want to sound off, and this is what you call us up, 7402 Mix, hit us up on our mobile app or on Facebook, is because there was a story that came out here earlier this week that says 2/3 of American millionaires don't think of themselves as wealthy.
Okay.
2/3. 66% of those.
Millionaire is a big term, though, because you could have 2 million or 100 million.
Right.
So that's a pretty broad term.
At least a million. You're right. It is very broad.
And there's a big difference between having 2 million and 100 million.
This is very true. So they don't get into the specifics on that. But the fact that it's still aside, like 2/3 of people that fit that category, regardless of whether you got, like you said, $187 million or two.
I'm looking at it more like, I'm not looking at it as a finance, like a dollar thing. I'm looking at it more as a what they have thing. Like,
oh, like possessions.
Right. Like Jimmy John's guy flew in with his helicopter and landed in the parking lot at Gordy's. Like that's rich. That's a rich move.
Yeah. That is a rich power
play. You have
play.
A yacht. You're rich. You have a private plane. You're rich.
Well, because the thought is if you have those things, you have some...
You live on Lake Minnetonka, you're rich.
Disposable income, yeah.
You know, these type of things. These are the types of things that I'm using as markers to determine if person is rich.
That seems like a decent assessment. I'm thinking
sports of... Sports cars.
Yeah, I'm thinking of some of the cabins in where I grew up now.
Oh, sure, like some massive cabins, you know, some rich person probably lives.
Cabins that people visit, you know, three times a year, but maybe they're multi-million dollar homes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So the story goes on to explain... Right.
If your second home could cost more than the average person's main home...
You might be a rich person.
You might be a rich person. That's right.
The story goes on to explain $1 million just isn't what it used to be, especially if you're supporting a family or depending on where you live. Because obviously, if you have $1 million and you live in Iowa versus living in California, those are different places.
Big difference, yeah.
So that's where the story basically goes. But only 1/3 of millionaires actually feel as though they have some sense of wealth, which is kind of mind-boggling to me, which is why I asked the question.
Well, and this is why, I would argue this is why they're millionaires, because they don't think it's enough. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, they need more, they need more, they need more, they need more. They just have that personality where they need more or want more. I don't know.
Well, you hear about this all the time. There's the people that have money that say, well, people that have money don't spend money. Or they do so shrewdly or more investing. Or they do, obviously. They're not just not spending any money.
Right, but they have to be making money.
Correct.
Too, you know.
Right. So to get to the answer that I was looking for from some of our listeners.
Yeah.
So even though the story explains that, you know, $1 million isn't what it used to be, Susan says, I know that, you know, the price of everything has gone up, but she says, I still think $1 million is a good threshold, a good, like.
Yeah, I don't, yeah, maybe. Like, I mean, I guess if you have $1 million extra cash sitting in your bank account.
Right.
But it largely depends on what. I don't consider that rich anymore. You're wealthy.
Sure.
You're well off and you're probably doing well for yourself. But I don't know that you're rich in today's world.
By societal standards.
Right, today's definition.
No. Yeah. That's when you look at, you know, a Jeff Bezos, for example.
Yeah, like that's rich. Different. Elon Musk is rich.
Speaking of rich,
Mark Zuckerberg is rich.
This is rich. Evan says, give me a few hundred bucks to spend on a night out and I'll feel rich for the night.
Isn't it amazing, though? Like, if you have an extra, like, $1,000 in your bank account that you, like...
Just like,
an average person like you and me, like, we have we feel rich for the night. Yeah, you know?
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's have a good weekend. We are gonna. I'm buying drinks for everybody. I'm not, you know, trying to get a free drink off of somebody else today. Yeah.
Kind of a state of mind thing, a little bit.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Valid point. So, if you've got any thoughts on this yourself, Evan, I appreciate your thought process. Well, hit us up on our mobile app or give us a call 740-2MIX. Coming up soon. Big music event last night, Tony.
Yeah, the MTV Video Music Awards apparently are still a thing, and lots of big names showed up last night, and one person walked away with, I think, 7 trophies. I won't take the bet if you want to bet me to find out who it is, because you probably know who it is.
Probably.
And we'll talk about that and find out who this person thanks specifically in their speech.
Ooh.
Coming up here in just a few minutes on The Morning Brew on Mix 108.
Mix, what a way, morning, Brew. Good morning and happy Thursday. It's Nick Cooper, Tony Hart, and the VMAs were last night.
As you can see, I am repping team VMA. And tonight, VMA stands for the Voluptuous Megan Awards.
Megan Thee Stallion hosted the award show last night, which was opened up with a cool performance by Eminem and Jelly Roll. It was the 40th for 40 years the VMAs have been going on. 40 years. Let's go through some of the winners. Video of the year went to any guesses?
Video of the year.
Let me give you the nominations. Ariana Grande, We Can't Be Friends, Billie Eilish, Lunch, Doja Cat, Paint the Town Red, Houdini, Eminem, Snooze by SZA, and Taylor Swift, Post Malone, Fortnite.
If I was voting, I would either say Eminem or Doja Cat.
Okay.
But it's probably Taylor Swift.
Yes, Taylor Swift and Post Malone won the big award of the evening, the Video of the Year Award. And in the speech, she gave a special little shout out and a thanks.
I would always just hear someone cheering and woo, from across. From across the studio where we were shooting it, and that one person was my boyfriend, Travis.
The crowd goes wild.
Taylor walked away with, I think, 7 awards last night at the VMAs. She won, she also won Artist of the Year. Sabrina Carpenter won for Song of the Year for Espresso.
Nice.
The winner for Best New Artist. Any guesses?
But Chaperone.
Yes, you nice, are correct. Right. Yes, Chaperone was the Best New Artist of the Year.
For all the queer kids in the Midwest watching right now, I see you. I understand you because I'm one of you.
And let me see. Best Collaboration went to Taylor Swift and Post Malone. Best Pop, Taylor Swift.
Jeez.
Best Hip Hop, Eminem.
No.
Best R&B, SZA, Snooze. Best Alternative, Benson Boone, Beautiful Things. Best Rock. Check out this category of old timers. Bon Jovi, Coldplay, Green Day, Kings of Leon, what? Lenny Kravitz, and U2. Don't they realize that there's new rock? I'm just curious.
So, have you heard the Lenny Kravitz, the revisit to one of his songs with Quavo or Offset? One of the guys from Migos.
Okay.
He redid one of his songs with them.
Is it Human?
No.
Because that's what won for Best Rock last night. Lenny Kravitz did win a VMA last night. Best Latin went to Anita. Let's see. Best K-pop, Lisa Rockstar. Love me some K-pop. I didn't even know there was a K-pop category now. That's pretty cool. Let's see, who else? Video for Good. Billie Eilish.
Okay.
One for that. Best Direction, Taylor Swift and Post Malone, Fortnite. Best Cinematography, Ariana Grande, We Can't Be Friends. Anyways.
So Billie didn't win any, new album, videos for a couple songs?
Billie Eilish won one, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. Dang. Taylor Swift pretty much swept the whole night, as usual.
Well,
Taylor gonna Taylor at the VMAs. So there you go. That's last night's VMA Awards. We're talking about what you think make somebody rich.
Yeah, what's the threshold? What's the bare minimum?
What do you think? I'm more of a, I'm not looking at dollar signs. I'm looking at what you have.
Or let me ask you this. What would make you feel rich? Like, at a minimum, like, what would make you feel rich?
Yeah, okay. 7402 Mix. If I had $10 million, I'd feel rich.
But not five?
No. See, I feel like...
I like to feel like I would not adjust my lifestyle a ton. Like, I would do some things. I would buy some stuff. Yeah. But I feel like I wouldn't adjust my lifestyle a ton.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm not going to...
Oh, I would.
I would probably... Not that I dislike my apartment. I'd probably upgrade my living situation a little bit. But, you know...
I hope so. Yeah.
But, like, other than that, I don't know that I'm going to, you know...
You'll be like Justin Jefferson and I have like $200 million and just rent a place still.
Sure.
I love that though.
Yeah, you know.
Why not? 7402-MIX is our phone number. Give us a call this morning. It's the Mix 108 Morning Brew.
Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning and happy Thursday. And we are just over a day away, just over 24 hours away from the kickoff. The tapping of the golden keg for the 2024 Duluth October Festival. 4 p.m. tomorrow is when things get going.
Bayfront Festival Park is where it's all happening.
So there's a lot of stuff going on. I was looking at the schedule again. I wrote a story about this on our website and our mobile app. Highlight some of the kids' activities, some of the games, some of the music. I was looking at the schedule and I heard a rumor of this. There's actually a wedding on the schedule.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about that last week.
Yeah.
Who's getting married?
Did
they meet there or something? Oh yeah, 4 to 4:15 wedding.
Yeah, so I forget the story, but there's a story behind the couple that's getting married there. So it's kind of a neat little.
They got a master yodeler.
Yeah.
I was like, Master Yoda's gonna. Master Yodeler.
Yoda Yodeler. Either way,
I'm gonna show up and be like, "Where's Master Yoda?"
I guarantee there's a few people after a couple beers that might say that by accident or on purpose.
Master Yodeler. This is amazing. I've never even.
That's a thing. I believe that person was there last year too.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm putting it into YouTube right now.
Yeah, it's something to see. It really is. So lots of entertainment. There are games. Of course, there's the Stein holding contest. There's a kids version of that with root beer too. Okay. So it's kind of a neat deal there. There's of course the dog race. There's a lot of stuff going on. Found the video?
Hold on. Okay. We don't want to listen to Mike Huckabee talk. Let's see.
Oh, there it goes. Pre-roll commercial?
No, he was on the Mike Huckabee show, apparently.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Why?
All right. Hold on.
Are we doing this on the air?
Here we go. That's his mouth.
What?
That's his mouth.
What?
That's his mouth.
Bouncing in my chair, though.
Oh my god, I can't imagine having a few beers watching this guy go freak out. Do that thing with his mouth again, the playing of the trumpet.
Chicken cluck noise in there. That's kind of impressive. Oh, so this guy's gonna be there this weekend, huh?
Wow. Yeah, this guy.
Pretty wild. Just imagine yourself eating a bratwurst, having a beer, and
I gotta go back this far. That's his mouth.
That's wild.
What? That's just like a trumpet.
Or just whatever. Amazed.
Oh, pretty cool.
Anyway, so
things can be playing in the
background. Okay. Yeah, you leave it. Yeah, things get going at 4 o'clock tomorrow with the tapping of the golden cake and all the festivities going on at Bayfront Festival Park. And the Festmaster is the one who's going to be doing the honors there. We've been giving clues all week long about who the Festmaster is. Couple more for you. So we've mentioned how this person has a dog named Leo. Enjoy protein shakes as their go-to lunch item. Impressive sock collection. Has a lapel pin for every occasion. Mm-hmm. Loves a good run. Is a pilot.
Is it listen to yodeling?
I can't confirm nor deny that.
Okay.
A couple of new clues for you about who this person is. They have a law degree. And they have 5 sisters.
Wow.
Big family.
Wow.
Big family. Who is this person? We're going to reveal that tomorrow morning during the Morning Brew here in Mixin' Wait.
Excellent.
Yeah, very exciting stuff. Coming up here in a couple minutes, we're going to see what's trending at the top. Also next hour, chance to win some tickets to the Isle of the 90s tour stop in the Northland, which is coming this weekend. And then also, we'll see what else is going on. If you're looking for other ideas, with our friends from Do Duluth here on Mix 108.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX FM, Proctor Duluth Superior, a Town Square Media station.
Well, good morning and happy Thursday. It's 8:01 and 62 degrees downtown Duluth right now at the Mix 108 Studios. We're going to see a high today getting up into the 70s. We'll see 74, 75 in the Twin Ports area. Tomorrow, mid-70s once again. This weekend, we're going to see some rain chances Saturday, maybe a rumble of thunder Saturday night with temps in the mid-70s. Sunday, get up to near 80, and that's how we start the new week as well on Monday with a high around 80 and some partly to mostly cloudy conditions. So we're not doing that little slide into cooler weather quite yet that we were talking about earlier this week. Forecast has changed slightly. Tony, a heads up, there is a recall that a Duluth beverage maker has announced.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so the folks at Wild State Cider put out a recall yesterday for one of their products. Now, it's not over, like, a concern over anyone getting sick. So it's for their Birdie Honey Berry Lemonade, which sounds kind of interesting. So they issued a voluntary recall out of an abundance of caution. So what they found out was there might not have been a full pasteurization process, which isn't going to get people sick from what they're saying. The concern is if cans in distribution or maybe when you brought them home get warm or stay warm, they might continue ferment, which might cause
to get
pressurized
stronger.
But the main concern is pressurized cans popping and, you know.
Oh, interesting. I've never heard a recall for that before.
So they're basically just saying, you know, the key concerns are you're not gonna get sick. You might, if you have drank some of these, you're okay.
You're fine.
You might have noticed maybe a little bit of a different flavor because the fermentation process can change really the flavor.
Drunk. Yeah, really drunk off of one can. You're like, my God, why am I?
Woo! Woo! So they're letting folks know if you did buy any of these Birdie Honey Berry Lemonade products, they're saying just to dispose of them, but before you do so, grab some pictures of the product. Mm-hmm. Make sure you got your receipt and either go to the tap room or where you bought them from, and you can get a refund or an exchange, or not an exchange, but like a replacement if you
right.
will.
Okay.
So that's, we got the details, the specifics, it's all on the Mix mobile app, mix.com.
Sounds good. Coming up this hour, give you details on how you can get 30 grand in your hand next week. Plus, we got some guests in the studio this hour. We'll talk to Do Duluth and see what's going on around the Twin Ports. Ben will join us from Mainstream Fashions, and WDIO will join us this hour too.
Action packed.
It's a full hour. It's a full hour. So stick around and good morning. It's the Morning Brew.
Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning and happy Thursday. Nick Cooper, Tony Hart, and Ben from Mainstream Fashions for Men in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, friends.
So earlier this morning, Tony and I talked about a story. There was a headline that popped up. It was like a CBS News story that talked about how 2/3 of people that have at least $1 million don't feel like they're wealthy.
That makes sense.
So we're trying to kind of get an assessment on that because I feel like for the longest time, like the threshold, the bar was like $1 million. You made it. You got $1 million.
Yep.
But in 2024, depending on especially where you live, you got kids, whatever, that's kind of been eroded some.
Totally.
And so we've had some people, some listeners send messages and like, what would you say is the bar? What would make you feel wealthy? It was actually, I appreciate it. Let me double check. Evan sent a message in saying, you know, give me a couple $100 to spend on a night out and I'll feel rich for the night.
Yeah, that might be good enough for a lot of people.
So is there something like and obviously I know a good answer.
Is there a bar for you that you think?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you would consider somebody rich.
You know, somebody else, because to me, like, money isn't very important. But if I was going to say somebody else, like, if you had more than $5 million in the bank, I'd say you're probably doing all right.
Sure.
Right. But, like, money has never really meant a lot to me. I've never been really super motivated by money. Right. I just want to be able to take care of my family and have, you know, all that jazz.
Yeah,
But, like, if you had more than $5 million in the bank and, like, I knew that for some reason, I would say, yeah, you're probably rich at that point.
Sure.
But I don't think $1 million means much.
I'm more of a what do you got kind of guy. Like if you have a private airplane, you're rich.
Sure.
If you have a yacht, if your second home costs more than the average first person's home, you know, main home.
Yep.
I would say these types of things. If you live on Lake Minnetonka, you're probably rich. You know, these are the things that I'm
Here's your sign.
Yep. See, okay, I'm not the only one who earlier this morning I bet you might be a rich person.
Yeah. Here's your sign.
I got a new comedy bit, is what you're saying? Huh?
Yes. Write that down.
Exactly.
All right.
Yep. If you go everywhere by helicopter.
Yeah, if you can just fly to get Gordy's Burgers with your helicopter, you're probably rich.
Or like we were talking earlier about like getting parking tickets downtown. If you just park without plugging the meter and just accept the ticket, you might be rich. How about like that?
That's your parking.
Yeah, exactly.
Cost.
Like, yeah, this is just how much it costs to park there. Just give me those neon green tickets. That's just what it costs me to park here. Yeah, exactly. See, I parked here.
Oh, that's pretty funny. So let me ask you this, and I obviously I know a good answer to play into your livelihood is, you know, maybe a good looking suit. But is there something that makes you feel, you know, like you're maybe having a rich day, if you will?
Sure.
Like, is there a thing you do, or, you know?
Not I mean, like, new shoes kind of do it for me.
Yeah,
like, I love new shoes.
Okay.
That would probably be it for me. I can't think of much else than that because, you know, like you say, I'm fairly niche when it comes to that argument because of the industry that I'm in.
Right.
But I think new shoes make me feel pretty good.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
that's
we'll go with that.
All right. You're not wrong.
Thank you.
Nice new hot pair of shoes.
Yes. Oh, that makes me feel good. I'll take it.
I can respect that.
Yeah, exactly.
And everybody's like, nice shoes.
Thank you. Exactly.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
People will notice.
Yeah.
Exactly. People will notice.
I nailed it.
And that's because that's something that unless people look down at your feet, you know, it takes a little effort to realize you got a nice pair of shoes on. So,
yep. But it will be a little pointer out there for the single gentleman out there. There has been many studies that have shown that women will see your shoes before they see a lot about you as a human being. They will notice your shoes first.
Okay.
So know that.
You can tell a lot about a person by their shoes.
And I'm not just saying because we sell shoes down at Mainstream, though we do sell wonderful shoes down there, but they do look at your shoes. So keep that in mind.
There you go, gentlemen. Mm-hmm. So speaking of that, what else is going on at the shop here for you?
You know, fall season is kicking off. It's awesome. The store looks unbelievably full and beautiful of new merchandise. Weddings are going unbelievably smoothly. Like, I don't know that I could feel a heck of a lot better than I do right now just because of how awesome everything is going. People are happy with the new merchandise. Weddings are going. It's just everything's awesome right now. It's like last week, I think it was just all jacked up because we were getting all these new shipments in here. Now it's like the hard work is done and people are coming in, seeing all the awesome new stuff, and they're excited. They're buying it. Life is good.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, man.
I love the energy that you've got about what you do. Like, loving what you do is just, it's there's something about that.
Yeah, yeah. And I actually enjoy it. Like, it's kind of a running joke that I've said to you, I've said many times, like, after 20 years of doing this, I still like people. You know what I mean? So, like, people still notice that when they come down there because I had somebody in yesterday who was at the store that will not be mentioned before then and said how awful of an experience it was.
Sure.
And they came down there like, we're not actually bothering you. I'm like, no, you're not bothering my TikTok scrolling right now. I'm actually happened you walk through the doors of my store and want to come down and support me. So it's just kind of a fun time.
You're there for them.
Exactly. I'm actually there to help you out. And people see, you know, they look at like some of the reviews on Google or whatever, like, are these all real people? And then they come down to the store like, oh yeah, this is actually the way shopping can be. So yeah, exactly. Everyone come on down. You can see that I'm not just all talk. Come on down to the store and we'll treat you like gold.
If people want to go and see you, when can they do so?
What's 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday. We like to keep the hours simple so I know when to show up. So 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday. You can always check us out at mainstreamduluth.com or you'll see me here every Thursday morning around 8:15-ish.
Fantastic.
I love that.
Ben, much appreciated.
You betcha.
We'll talk to you again soon. Coming up here soon, Tony, we're going to try to sneak in some tickets for a concert this weekend, too, at some point here.
I Love the 90s is coming up on Saturday night at Black Bear Casino. We're going to play a fun game called the Ice Cold as Ice Challenge.
Cold as Ice Challenge.
Yeah, Vanilla Ice Baby. Uh-huh. Saturday night at Black Bear Casino along with DJ Jazzy Jeff, Tone Loc, and Two Live Crew. You could be there. We got two pairs of tickets to give away before 9 a.m., so be listening to The Morning Brew on Mix 108.
Mix 108 Morning Brew, good morning, and happy Thursday. 8:30 and 63 degrees downtown Duluth at the Mix 108 studios, and kind of did a little flip-flopping this morning. We got Paulie in from New Duluth. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Good. So what's going on this weekend? I know we've been talking about the October Festival. That's a big thing going on.
Yep, that is a very big thing.
But that isn't the only thing going on this weekend.
It definitely is not. There's still so many different fun things. And, like, honestly, that's why I love the Due Duluth website so much. Not because, you know, I'm a little biased, because, you know, I'm a part of it.
A little involved.
Yeah, a little involved. But truly, there's so many things that I learned that I would have never learned. Like, so, for example, this month is library sign-up month. And I'm like, okay, library, no big deal. But here's what's really cool about the library. And this is over at the Superior Library.
Okay.
It says, whether you're upgrading your skills, scouting for knowledge and information, or connecting with readers, a library card's your key to an arsenal of resources. So one of the things that I didn't know is that they partner up with different 30 other libraries that include print and digital materials, online classes, and resources like equipment for sewing machines and snowshoes.
Wow.
And I'm like, that's super cool. So you can go to the library, get a library card, get a book, learn those different things, and like they have classes and actually have the supplies to do it. So that's super cool. So that will be happening all month. You can go and sign up. They're going to have a $50 Visa gift card drawing. And a lot of different things to check out at the library. They're going to have show your library card at the Pottery Barn, Angie's Closet, and some other places, and you can get 10% off your total purchase. So they're partnering up with other businesses in the area, too, which I think is super cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. I think I might take Noah. He has a hard time. Like, he's not the best reader in the land. So I think anything I can do to encourage him to get reading is always good.
Oh, for sure. Looks like Tony's microphone's not working. That's great.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Where's the engineer?
I guess it's you and I now.
So. Well, you know, that's okay. The other thing that I have, I'm just
Tony's
kidding.
Been silenced.
Tony's like, whatever. Okay, so the other thing, I've never done this. Have you ever been to a roller derby?
I've never actually, I've seen video clips and stuff, but never actually been to one in person before.
I never have either. So I thought this was super cool because I didn't know that we had a roller derby in town.
Yeah.
But the Harbor City Roller Derby is September 14th at the Lower Chester Park. So they're going to be there. It's $10 general admission. Kids are free, 12 and under. They're going to have a halftime show from Damage Board Shop. You can get something sweet from Tom's Taste of Chicago, and they'll have tacos from Oasis del Norte, and then there's an after party at Pizza Luce.
Wow.
I know. So that's kind of cool. I've never been to a roller derby. I heard that they're super fun.
I hear they're intense.
Yeah.
Where's the roller derby again going to be?
It's at the Lower Chester Park.
Okay,
so,
cool.
The exact address is 1417 East 5th Street in Duluth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So yeah, it starts at 4. You can get there at 4:30, and it actually starts at 5.
But, nice.
And it's only $10.
Yeah, I know there's a big group, or, you know, a pretty sizable group that does that in town.
Yeah.
So that's pretty exciting that they're getting that going again.
For sure.
Yeah. And then this was one of the things that I didn't know was happening. But my 17-year-old daughter's like, I would go to that. And I'm like, what? You want to hang out with me? You would go to something Aww. With me? Oh, my God, that's darling.
Rare.
So I know. Right. So it's the 2024 annual property tour put on by the Duluth Preservation Alliance. So it's Sunday, September 15th from 11 to 4. Tickets are $30 and can be purchased one of two ways. You can purchase tickets online from them, or you can get them at the Fickers Lobby starting at 10 a.m. the day of the event. So they go through this year's historic properties. I guess they pick different ones on different years.
Uh-huh.
But they have 407 Wallace Avenue. It's a big, beautiful yellow home. They have 101 South 15th Avenue. They're doing the Duluth Armory on London Road. 1503 North Central Avenue. They're doing 830.
So these are homes like people live in currently?
Yeah. So wow. some wow. of these homes are like people that live in.
Weird.
Some of them are armories. Some of them, one's a church in Morgan Park.
Okay.
One's on East Kent Road.
Nice.
And then one of them is actually the old Global Village building.
Okay.
So wow. they like redid the inside of that building to like preserve
okay.
it.
Huh.
I know the West Theater is part of the Duluth Preservation Alliance, and actually my grandparents' old house on London Road was featured in this in 2009.
Okay.
I didn't wow. know that or go at the time. I just found that out when I was looking through this, and I'm like, oh my
I know
God.
That
I was like, I would have totally gone.
Wow.
So anyway, it's super cool because these properties are like massive and like really cool looking.
Yeah.
To just kind of go check out and see the history and the why behind it. I know I've gotten to do a few that have like those old carriage houses and stuff.
Yeah.
And those are really cool.
That is something that there's a lot of neat old buildings in this town, and getting the opportunity to see them, because you're not going to just walk up to somebody's house and go, hey, can I look in there? Look in there, you know, so this is a
cool. You don't do that?
I know you do.
But. I mean, nothing would sound more creepy. Hi.
Hi. Can I? Beautiful home. Do you mind if I come in and walk around a little bit?
Yeah. You must. It looks like you must have more than $1 million. I'd like to see what your inside of your house looks like.
Right? Yeah, I want to see how a rich person lives.
Uh-huh.
Well, that sounds like a lot of cool stuff going on this weekend. Plus, Dublin's got their halfway to St. Patrick's Day party tomorrow
Ooh.
Night. I'm DJing it, so come on out and party.
DJ Tony Hart.
Tomorrow yes. night there, and then Saturday we're back for another fun night of karaoke.
Yeah.
Get my plugs in for the weekend.
I love karaoke so much. And seriously.
Well, why do I? Oh, I saw you once. I saw you once.
It's so fun.
I saw you once.
Well, you know, because I feel like I have to be responsible. It doesn't start till 10. I'm old now. I'm like, oh my God.
Take a
10
nap
o'clock
in the afternoon.
I know. I'm going to have
to. Saturday nap and then, yeah, come on out.
I know. I have to.
Kids will love you. I feel like the oldest person in there, so I need some, you know.
You need some competition.
Yeah.
So good.
All right. So, do we want to get some people on the phone for our contest, Tony? You ready for
that? Yeah, we can play the contest. Sure.
All right, so if you want to win some tickets to go see the I Love the 90s tour stop, another thing going on this weekend in the Northland.
Yes.
Yeah.
You've got a chance to do so right now. Call in 740-2-MIX. Get on the phone. We'll play a little game to give away those tickets here in Mix It Away. Good morning.
Mix 108 and the Morning Brew. It's Tony and Nick. And the I Love the 90s show is going to be at Black Bear Casino on Saturday nights, starring two live crew, Tone Loc, DJ Jazzy Jeff, and Vanilla Ice.
Yes.
So to win tickets today, we have Becca on the phone. Good morning, Becca. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
So we're going to play the Cold as Ice Challenge, Becca. Ooh. It's the Cold as Vanilla Ice Challenge. And I'm going to ask you some cold, some ice, some, you know, related questions. And you just got to answer them, Becca, best you can. And for tickets, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go. First question in the Cold as Vanilla Ice Challenge. What's the name of the biggest frozen continent on Earth? What's the name of the biggest frozen continent on Earth?
Would it be Antarctica?
Yeah, nice work. Yes.
Good job.
There you go. 1 point. Which ice cold sport is played with a puck and skates? Which ice cold sport?
Hockey.
Yeah. All right. A giant chunk of ice sunk this ship.
An iceberg.
What ship was it? What ship was it?
A giant
the Titanic?
Chunk of ice. Sunk the Titanic.
Yes.
Very good. You're nailing this. You're nailing this challenge. Two more questions for you. Name two movies that take place in a cold or icy environment. Name two movies that take place in a cold or icy environment.
Snow Dogs.
Okay.
Okay.
Good Will Hunting.
Good Will. Okay, good.
All right.
Two movies I didn't even think of.
Yeah.
I had like Frozen on my list.
Sure.
Day After Tomorrow.
Nerdy me goes, Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, yes. Didn't even think of that one either. Good one. And your final one, what's the coldest planet in our solar system? What's the coldest planet in our solar system?
Oh, I want to say Jupiter.
It is not Jupiter.
Oh.
It is Uranus.
Oh.
Sorry. But...
You just wanted to say that, didn't you, Tony?
What?
Never mind.
What did I want to say?
No, nothing.
I don't understand. What did I want
to say? Becca's chuckling about
okay.
it.
congratulations, Becca. You won tickets to I Love the 90s on Saturday night.
Very nice.
Enjoy that show, Becca. It should be a lot of fun. I'll tell you what. Let's do this again with another caller.
Yeah,
let's come back and play this game one more time with another caller.
So, Becca, don't go anywhere because we got to get a little information from you. But if somebody else wants to call in, we had another person on the phone. They got disconnected. So call in 740-2-MIX. We'll do another round here in a little bit. But so, Becca, hold on. But 740-2-MIX, call in and play another, was it Ice Cold Challenge?
What did
you brand this thing?
The Cold as Vanilla Ice Challenge.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll do another round here in a little bit on Mix It Away. Good morning.
Mix 108 and the Morning Brew. Good morning. It's Tony and Nick. We have some tickets to go check out the I Love the 90s show Saturday night at Black Bear Casino. It's our final pair of tickets for the show. The show stars Tone Loc, DJ Jazzy Jeff, Two Live Crew, and Vanilla Ice. And our game this morning is themed around Vanilla Ice. It's the Coldest Vanilla Ice Challenge. So we're asking ice-related type questions.
Yes.
Okay? And we got Adria on the phone. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. So, are you ready to play?
I'm all ready.
All right, here we go. Just answer these simple questions, and you'll be on your way to I Love the 90s. What do you call small pieces of ice that fall from the sky during a thunderstorm?
Snow.
Hail, yeah.
Hail, sorry.
That's all right. What did she say first?
She said snow. She didn't hear the thunderstorm part.
Oh, the thunderstorm part. Okay,
Don't worry, we're giving it to you anyway.
We got you. Hail, yeah, good job. Good job.
There we go. It's official. There.
What's a chilly slang term for something that's cool or awesome?
Oh my gosh, you guys.
What's a chilly slang term for something that's cool or awesome?
So, cool is the first thing. Now I'm stumped here. Cool is the first thing that comes to mind for me.
Yeah.
Hmm. How about, man, you look frosty today.
Frosty.
Yeah, how about frosty?
Frosty?
Yeah, frosty.
There we go.
Okay.
I'll give it to you. Name a drink that's often served on the rocks. Which is ice, of course.
Whiskey.
Okay, yeah, there you go. Yeah. What's a common way to say someone is acting unfriendly or cold towards you? They might be giving you this.
The cold shoulder.
The cold shoulder. Yes. And finally, what freezes faster, hot water or cold water?
Ooh.
Hot water.
That's right. Good job. Do you know why? Nick, do you want to tell us why?
I do, actually.
Okay.
I'll let Adria explain. I'm not going to get into science lesson Cooper here.
Do you know the name of the effect?
No, I don't. Well, it's because it steams and it's a contrast to the freezing, so it creates surface ice quicker.
Okay. Yeah. It's called the Mimeba effect. I don't know.
See, I didn't know the name of the effect.
Mpemba effect. I don't know.
It's through letters on a whiteboard for that one, I think.
Exactly.
Well, Adria, you're going to go and check out the show on Saturday night to see the I Love the 90s tour stars. They're going to be in the Northland this weekend. Congratulations.
So congratulations. Yeah, we'll see you at the show at Black Bear Saturday night, okay? Hang on. We need some information from you, okay?
Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks.
We'll kick off your workday 108 minutes commercial-free, all brought to you by Nicolay Law and NicolayLaw.com. That includes music from Teddy Swims, Doja Cat, Dua Lipa, and more all coming up here in Mix It Away. Good morning and happy Thursday.